Hey there, AfterBuzzers. Thanks for joining us on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to talk about Vampire Diaries Season 8, Episode 11. You made a choice to be good, and I got a lot of things to say because they killed one of my favorite characters. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. How do
I get the snaps going, Katie?
I don't know if I'm really good at this.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, your snaps are kind of weak.
I know, I can't like, snap very well. Boom. They're really silent.
Oh, guys, hi. I'm Tiana Hobson, and I'll be here to get you through this very emotional time that we're all having. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Twitter at TheTianaHobson, and joining me to help you also to get through this very tough time on Vampire Diaries is Katie with three E's Campbell.
Hello, guys. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. And you better believe I was crying in this episode.
Well, of course, if Katie didn't cry during this episode, but she cries during every other episode, I think our friendship would be over at this moment.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe, I don't believe it's true.
Katie, here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
So we were talking beforehand, and we're just going to dive right into it. We're starting with Bonnie and Enzo, because mm-hmm. everyone knows how hard I ship these two people and how much I love them. Even in my notes, I'm just like, love them. He yeah. wants to watch her grow old and gray. He's okay with everything. And then your boy, Stefan, ruined everything.
I am really upset with Stefan. I just feel like this was my favorite relationship on the show right now, and I thought this whole episode I was going through every time we'd see Bonnie and Enzo, I was like, oh, this is the happy part of the episode. You know, there's nothing going to go wrong here. Everything's golden.
Katie, that's what I love about you is that you're always filled with so much optimism and hope for just everyone. Yeah. And what every time I saw Bonnie and Enzo, and I don't know if anyone else caught up with this, as soon as she started talking about her bucket list that Caroline had found, and then she's like, Enzo, what are the things you want to do? I was like, they are not about to kill Enzo in this episode. I know that they are not about to kill Enzo.
I just can't believe you picked up on that.
I picked up on it immediately because the whole episode, their whole thing was Bonnie saying goodbye to Enzo. It felt like, I was like, something's going to happen because whenever characters are that happy in the middle of chaos, they're the ones who are always affected. Whenever characters are doing a bucket list of things and like, oh my gosh, like, think about our future together, something bad's about to happen.
Yeah, but I just thought maybe even though they were doing the bucket list, it was because Bonnie wanted him to live out everything before he became a human.
Yes, she did.
I never saw this coming.
Didn't know he was going to be backstabbed, intended, by Stefan. And yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about like what's actually going down here. So they do have a beautiful day together. They're mm-hmm. going to take the bell to a secret location on the way. He gets to stop at the Indy 500, 3000, whatever it's called, track and like, you know, race the race car around yeah. and he gets to go skydiving. They're having a beautiful moment.
Did he land on his phone? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think okay. that's what she was saying. Okay. I'm like, was there not an instructor or anything?
Or like he didn't need a parachute, I guess, maybe? I don't know. He landed faceplant on
Here's
his phone.
Here's the thing. When you go do daredevil actions like this, when you're immortal, does yeah. it even count as like an adrenaline rush? Because right? you know that no harm can come to you.
But I guess it would because everything's heightened. So everything your adrenaline is heightened and it's a more exciting adventure.
Yeah, that is true. And we have the chat pulled up on the big screen up here. And I see that, you know, people are upset about this. And
I like this comment right here. Haley Reeves, I think this loss will drive Bonnie to get her magic back.
I hope it does. I really hope it does. Because let's talk about this a little bit. Bonnie talks about in this episode how, because Damon clearly calls her and is like, hey, I know, well, Damon, we'll talk about that later. Damon's mm-hmm. pissed off because he didn't know that she was trying to give the cure to Enzo to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then he finds out and he's like, I need it so that we can take care of Kate. She's like, this is once again us talking about we have our happiness right here. It's within our reach. Elena is in this house. We can make it happen. Yet Bonnie always does the right thing. She's like, once again, I'm putting everyone else first ahead of my happiness. And this is what I have been saying for, I don't even realize how many seasons we've been talking mm-hmm. about this show on AfterBuzz, you know? Like, this is the thing that I that I just don't understand about this show. It's like they build Bonnie up to have something and then they take it away from her and she's always the one affected. And I'm at the point now where as much as I love my other ships on the show, Delana, Steriline, like all these people, I love these relationships. But at this point, I don't want to see anyone else happy because Bonnie didn't get her happy ending. She's not going to get her happy ending unless they find a way to bring Enzo back, which I'd be totally okay with.
Yeah.
But if she's not getting her island paradise with him, why do these other people get to? Because she's the one who's always losing. She's the one who's always sacrificing. And I just want her to be happy.
Well, in that moment right there when she said that to Damon, I was thinking, wow, I'm glad they're addressing this.
Yeah.
Like, they're flat out saying it. Bonnie's saying it. But I didn't think that they were going to really take it away. I mean, she deserves some kind of happiness, which makes me think when he died, I was crying, you know, and I was heartbroken seeing her scream. That was horrible. But I think there's something. There's something we can do at this point.
Katie, there's only 5 episodes left, so that's the only reason why I'm like, this is the one death that, like, okay, yeah, eventually we'll find a way to bring back. No, we have 5 episodes left, and they don't have the time. They have so many things to wrap up that I think this is just...
But let's wrap up Bonnie's happiness.
They need to, but here's the thing. Bonnie is... I don't see Bonnie ever forgiving Stefan for this. In the same way that Stefan told Damon, yes, the reason I'm going after Elena and to kill her is so that you will forever be mad at me so that you'll stop saving me. Mm-hmm. Bonnie is done. And I saw Nicholas Kelly wrote in there, I'm done with the vampires on the show. And boy, I'm with you right now because I am so, so hurt.
Do you think that we're going to end with Damon and Stefan just sacrificing themselves and going away so that everybody else can
try and be happy?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, maybe. I don't even know. I really don't know.
Well, you know, we've had to talk of all these characters coming back and, you know, they've been dead a long time. So how are they coming back? Are we just visiting hell? Are we seeing visions of them? Or are they maybe, you know, so that's why I think maybe Enzo will be back. I don't know how, but I think he's
gonna in some way get to say goodbye to Bonnie.
Oh, man. It just
broke my heart. And yeah, I see LaVeydra Davis. I wouldn't forgive Stefan.
Yeah.
Leah Lover 55. I want the vampires to go away. Humans for the win. I like that.
FTW means for the win.
Yeah. What did you think it meant?
F the world.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just for the win. That's how I use it. Because I don't curse as much as you clearly, Katie.
Right here, Docia Pitts, her scream is a clue. Did you catch that at the very end of the episode when she was screaming? Some kind of like a vibration happened? Does that have to do with like the bell still affecting her? Because that's still going to come up. They keep throwing that in these episodes. Does that have to do with something like that?
Or I think is there the magic? Bell is a key to somehow getting Bonnie back some powers as well. Because she's so heavily affected by it. And we know that it has mystical powers. She used to have them. So if she used to have something and this mystical object is affecting her, then I definitely think there's a connection there.
Yeah.
And a sense of how she might go down the path of getting her powers back, which, you know what? Bonnie Bennett, you go, girl. Here's what we Bennett, which is about to do, okay? You're going to get your powers back. We're going to come out, rings blazing. Like, we're coming out, shooting up everybody. You're going to destroy Cade. You're going to take a handle on the whole situation and then send Stefan off on his merry little way. Sorry, Katie.
With his new life.
With his new life. And I don't know. Yeah. But that's the other thing. Like, let's talk about, you know, what's going on with the brothers. So we have, and that was the other thing. At the beginning of the episode, when Cade was at the coffee shop and interacted with Bonnie, I was like, why is this important?
Yeah.
But I was like, it's such a small moment, but I was like, but it's significant because he could have just been there and no one else had to be there. But Bonnie is there for a reason.
It was so he could read her mind.
Yeah.
How did he know that she was good friends with Elena? Is he just like watching this whole thing from hell unfold? Like, yeah, he knows what's going on.
He knows everything. He spent enough time with Damon and Stefan too to like see in their minds that like this is the core group of people who.
Right.
Makes would be sense. Affected by this stuff. So Cade's in town, which, you know, when the devil comes calling, like, no good can come from this, right?
Yeah.
And he basically has told Damon that he either has to kill 100 people or kill Caroline. Was there ever a moment when you thought he was actually going to go after Caroline?
No, but I thought he was going to kill 100 people. I thought we were going to see him go find, like, the evil of the world. I didn't think he was going to be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to do either one of those things. You're the devil, but I'm just not going to listen.
Yeah. Sorry, Zico Gordon just said, Bonnie's reaction to Enzo's death looks similar to when Cade was killed by his tribe and lashed out with the psychic energy to create his hell dimension.
She created a dimension?
That is a good point right there.
Did she recreate the other side? Because the other side's gone. And now we can get our friends back.
That would be amazing.
I just got the chills.
Oh, I did too. I'm not going to lie. That was awesome. Thank you, Zico, because that was amazing. Sorry, we were talking about Cade and all those guys.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you about Cade, too. I like him better as a villain. I know he's connected with Sybil and Celine, but I'm enjoying him and his presence as the devil more than Sybil. I know Sybil was like, I don't know. I just like Cade better.
I agree. Cade is a great villain. He reminds me of the Kai character just because they're... And he also reminds me of Elijah from the originals because he's walking around in his suit. Like, he's very clean cut and he looks like a normal person. And then he just does this, like, evil little, like, smirk. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, but this is a bad guy. Like, you have to remind yourself that, no, this is, well, I'm not supposed to be rooting for him.
Right.
And I think that the actor who's playing him is just doing a great job of, like.
Yeah. He looks like a friendly, nice guy. But he's not.
But he's not. And he's definitely not. Yeah. But, so you never thought that Damon was going to go after Caroline?
No. Did you?
I mean, I'm Team Damon for life, and I believe in him a lot. And I didn't think that he would go after Caroline, but at some point I thought that maybe when push came to shove, there'd be, like, a moment of weakness where he might think about, like, literally being like, well, Caroline, you know, it's one life or 100, kind of go to her in that way. And I think that just shows, like, with his humanity back on, Damon is a completely different person right now. And it's different than all the other times his humanity has come back on, too, because now he's actually trying to do the right thing and stick with it.
Yeah, he's out for, you know, he wants redemption. He wants to be forgiven for these things. But I said this last week on the after show. I don't understand how he's still working for Cade, but he can be on the path to redemption and just, you know, obviously it poses a problem. Cade comes and he's like, listen, you need to kill people for me. But I didn't understand, like, how he was so strong against, like, how he could resist.
I think that that's what this was kind of the point to prove, is that, yes, your humanity is back on, but you still have a deal with the devil. Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out a way to make things right, basically.
Right.
So I think that's part of the struggle. And technically, he never gave him 100 bodies, and he also never killed Caroline, and the episode ended. So I feel like there's still going to be some repercussions because he didn't pull off his end of the bargain, and Stefan didn't pull off his end of the bargain either. They both failed.
The day's not over, right?
Well, Stefan's not going to wake up for a minute. He's kind of...
How long does it take?
And he's waking up as a mortal.
Right.
So how's that going to now play into Cade's plan? Because now one of your henchmen is no longer immortal. He's not even a vampire. He's actually human again. Can we talk about Stefan's human again?
Can I just really quick say this because I have to? Stefan's human and Elena's human. Just saying.
Girl.
Still Elena, okay.
And Bonnie's still alive, so Elena ain't back yet, okay?
I know. Okay. Like, I'm for the Stefan and Caroline because I want them to be happy, and I thought that was cute, and they handed it to us on a little plate how lovely their love was, but I just had to throw that in there. Still Elena forever.
The two humans, yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting, though. You know, this Cade thing, it worries me, but, I mean, what did you think of Stefan's plan? Because when we met this, and I had to pause my phone because I didn't get the realtor's name, but in the back seat, cards, it was Karen Brooke, who's a realtor and broker, and he's, like, harassing this lady. I'm like, what does Cade want with her?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
And then when the reveal came that Bonnie had the body and that this was her realtor, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, Stefan is literally steps ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
How are we going to save the day here? How are we going to save Elena? Because we all know that Nina Dobrev is coming back for the finale, but I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, if he gets to her first and Damon's on his way south to, or not south, I'm bad at geography. So Damon's on his way to New York, whatever direction that is.
And, yeah, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And, versus upstate.
Yeah, versus upstate. So.
Well, I knew when we saw the house, I'm like, oh, she's got Elena there.
See, I was not thinking that. I was just like, Bonnie bought a house?
Yeah.
What is she doing? Yo, daddy left you money and you bought a house and you didn't tell nobody? Yeah. Okay.
Because of that. But I could see them possibly killing Elena and throwing us for a twist and we see Catherine, you know, in the finale. I don't mm-hmm. know. We don't know what they're doing at this point.
She's played so many of the characters on this show, guys, yeah, that we really don't.
And we don't know what they're doing. They killed Enzo. Who could have guessed that was going to happen?
And here's the thing. I got a lot of tweets about people who were like, you know, first Tyler, now Enzo. Like, what are they trying to do? And yes, I grieve and I hurt for Tyler Lockwood. And I think when he died, I even said this. Like, it was sad. But for me, Enzo was even more sad because it was Bonnie's happy ending. And this whole mm-hmm. series has just been Bonnie taking blow after blow, losing person after person in her life.
And this was her true love.
Yes. And she finally was, like, getting a bit of happiness. But that just goes to show you, don't get too happy in a relationship if you're on a TV show, because then you're going to, someone's going to die.
Well, that's true with this show. But I also think, too, besides the fact that it was her love and her true love and we want her to be happy, we've been seeing Enzo every episode. Tyler kind of came in to be killed, you know?
Yeah.
He was gone for a bit, and we've been seeing Enzo every single episode.
So we've really been locked into him.
We're going to miss him.
Yes. all right. See the chat. Some of you guys were not really in love with Tyler either. but, you know, so Damon and Caroline kind of come up with this whole plan to maybe if they can make Cade immortal, then they can actually kill him. And then they can drain Cade of his blood and give it to Enzo so that he can live out his life with Bonnie. And then once they've done that, then Elena will wake up and then they can give the cure to Damon so that he can live a happy life with. And I was like, I had to rewind. I was like, wait, hang on. I have a headache. I don't understand.
I was like, okay, you can suck the cure out. And then, you know, and it was once somebody sucks the cure out, that's when somebody will age. And then to whatever age that they are.
Yeah.
But I love how Caroline was like, listen, I've done the math. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, but, you know, it's an idea because we saw that, you know, Cade is the devil. So mm-hmm. pulling out his heart, which I didn't think that the devil would have a heart, but pulling that out doesn't work. He can burn himself and be fine.
But the devil really was an angel at one point.
That is
and that's
true.
Who he was in the little town before he was burned. He was just a happy
guy
who helped people.
And then they all turned on him.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole story about Lucifer and, like, God turning on Lucifer. And he's a fallen angel. And
so that's why he has a heart?
Yeah, that's why. So maybe
there's a way to make him an unfallen angel?
I don't know. Turn
him back into, like, a good person instead of trying to kill him?
Because I, you know, host a Supernatural After Show, so there's a lot of, like, God, Lucifer, and sometimes Lucifer seems like he could be good. So there's a lot of that kind of going on. So I kind of think about that while I'm watching this episode. Like, you know, it's a different show, different writers, you know, but...
But interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm confused. Well, I'm not confused, but I'm worried now about what their new plan will be, because so Damon, you know, he's on the phone with Stefan, and Stefan basically tells him everything, and I'm just thinking, Damon, there's no way you're gonna make it there in time. I just wanted him to, like, pull over and, like, send a text or hang up on him
call
and
Bonnie.
Call Bonnie, give her a warning, because Bonnie and Enzo were trying to get out of there with the cure. They had no idea that Stefan was on his way to kill Elena,
but he didn't even know that. Oh, but he knew Bonnie was with the body at the time.
Yeah, okay. Because, but I mean, at that point, I'm assuming he had known that Bonnie and them were up at
well,
the
he
house.
Didn't. Stefan told him on the phone.
Well,
remember?
He told him that the body was there, but I thought that when he was talking to Bonnie, that in that conversation, whether we heard it or not, but, like, he knew that she was with the Bell and at this safe house that they had found. And then when his brother says, oh yeah, I'm going to Bonnie's safe house because it's in upstate New York, I'm like, dude, we gotta at least give them a heads up that your crazy psycho brother is on his way to murder your girlfriend so they could, because I'm just thinking, even if they made it out of there,
mm-hmm.
best case, Enzo and Bonnie get the cure out of Elena and they get out of there. Stefan didn't care about the cure. he was coming there to kill Elena in her coffin. Mm-hmm. So if we didn't get the coffin out too, Elena is still dead. And at this point, you know, Bonnie knows that she can't let Enzo back in. She knows something's been happening with her deed. So
they should try to hurry
up. I was just like, someone warn the girl, please.
I know. Well, Damon was freaking out. You heard the desperation in his voice, which was so sad. You know, he loves her so much and he never wants to lose her. Like, that is what he lives for. Mm-hmm. Well, lives as a vampire.
Lives as a vampire for her. I mean, it's just going to be very interesting. But it's funny because as soon as Enzo died, I was like, oh my god, Bonnie's gonna stick Stefan with the mm-hmm. with the cure. Mm-hmm.
Everything
off track.
Super mad at Stefan this whole time. The things he said about mm-hmm. Elena, she's a stupid girl. I was just
I wrote that down. She's freaking a stupid out. Girl. What?
Like, you know, I'm so upset about that. I'm so upset that he killed Enzo, but I do think it's kind of funny that back in, like, season one or season two, he talked about how he wanted to be human and he wanted that life, you know? Now he is.
And so is Elena. And Katie's like, ooh.
I'm still old on. You know, I know a lot of people are not about it, but I'm going to hold true to the first thing that I love.
Here's the thing at this point. And, okay, so like Caroline and Matt were talking, right? And this is to jump ahead a little bit, but mm-hmm. also keep it to what we're talking about. But Matt says, you know, like, Stefan, yes, he's doing these terrible things and he's hurting people. And yes, it's not his fault because of the sirens and the deal with the devil and all that stuff. But it's still him doing these actions. And Matt said, it's getting hard to keep forgiving him for this stuff.
Do you think he's getting through to Caroline when he says something like that? Or she's just like, no, I love him.
I think that it's a little bit of both, maybe. Like, mm-hmm. when he says that, the first thing I thought about was, well, what about all the free passes we've given to Damon and we've given to, you know, everyone? I think
he feels the same way about Damon.
Yeah, and I was like, for Matt, yes, he feels probably worse about it with Damon because Damon killed his sister.
Right.
But, you know, like, there was other times that, like, Elena did bad things. You know, we had, not to bring up bad people, but, like, Klaus and, you know, the whole Michelson gang. We're like, we as the audience have found ways to forgive them and continue to root for these characters. Mm-hmm. But it feels like at this point, and maybe it's my bias, but I was just like, you know what? Yes, Matt, you're on to something here, because this is one of those things where, yes, Damon killing Tyler was hurtful and not a good thing, and it's pretty unforgivable. But for Stefan to kill Bonnie's person, one of Damon's best friends, Bonnie's boyfriend, for Caroline to be able to forgive that because of the effect it had on her other friends, for Elena to be able to forgive that because of the effect it has on, like, her mm-hmm. best friends. I'm just thinking of, how is Stefan going to now get through this and find a redemptive path back now that he's human to be like, hey guys, so sorry about that.
Right, and Caroline's best friend, Bonnie, you know, her fiance or, you know, whatever he's going to be after this whole situation.
Yeah, like, how is Caroline going to get back with him knowing that he ruined her best friend's life in many ways? So it's just one of those things where I'm like, where is the show going? Mm-hmm. And I hope that the payoff is worth it, because these are big things that are happening in this mm-hmm. whole friendship. So now I'm like, I don't even know if we're going to end this show with people being friends anymore.
Everybody's going to go their separate
ways. Yeah, I was like, everyone might just be their separate ways of, like, you know what? I'm getting out of this crazy-ass town and I'm booking it as far away from you people as possible. And, like, they might not be friends at the end of this.
Matt is not going to leave, though, right? Because he's now the sheriff again?
I mean, Matt could kick all of them out.
Because clearly he doesn't. Well, that's what he tried to do before, right?
Yeah, and clearly he still has a lot of issues with the whole supernatural thing, because Caroline tries to, you know, be like, here's a little drinky drink with a special ingredient. You know, shit's about to go down in case you need a backup plan and you don't want to actually be dead.
Yeah.
Here you go. And he, like, goes off about how terrible supernatural people are. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then he saw three people get murdered right in front of him. You know
that part.
I would have had that blood margarita in 2 seconds.
Of course you would have.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if I was in that situation, especially, like, Dorian at that one point when everyone's being killed and he's, like, stuck in the corner with Caroline.
Yeah.
I definitely would have been like, yeah.
The devil is in front of you. Take it.
This is the moment you chug that drink right now.
But maybe he's so pure and so good that he thought, okay, if I die right now, I'm going to go to heaven with my dad and sister.
Yeah. That was a very sad story. I'm glad that we got a little background on him. Mm-hmm. This round about, you know, how he ended up in this field and his dad and sister dying in the fire and him having that dream, which is crazy because I've had a dream like that before.
Me too.
After someone close to me passed away.
Me too.
And it's the freakiest feeling.
But it's the best feeling.
But it's also a really good feeling.
The year anniversary of my dad's death, I had a dream like that and he told me he was okay and he loved me and missed me and I woke up feeling pressure that somebody was hugging me and I woke up in tears. So I get it. And gosh. I was like, oh, why didn't I go into occult studies?
Yeah. I mean, after by the time I had mine, I was already graduated from college. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had it and it took a while for me to even realize like what it all meant. And it was like my friend's mom who had passed away. And it was like someone who was very close to our family and was like a second mother to me growing up. And out of the blue, like I hadn't seen her in a couple years. I knew she had been sick. And out of the blue, I had this dream. And then like, I didn't tell anyone. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the funeral, and like you said, that pressure, mm-hmm. when they were like, people come up and like share stories, like I started feeling this pressure of like, you have to get up, you have to get up, and I still didn't even know what to say. And I got up there and I told the story, and I was looking at her two children and like her husband, and like I was like in tears. I was like, but your mom's okay. She wanted me to tell you that she's okay. Aww. And it's just one of those feelings that like, yes, this can happen. So when he was explaining that, I was like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I get it. I get it. And now I kind of want to go read a book about occult studies.
I know.
Like, what is real?
I know. He's so into it from that one dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do like that we did get that backstory on him, though. Made me, like, freak out for him in that moment when he was standing there with, you know, the devil across the room. I was worried about his life. I cared about this character that we really don't see that much and only met like a couple episodes ago.
You told Matt, like, I am more than a Wikipedia. Like, I'm a human being. You can call me for other reasons than answers to questions. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? At least the show is calling itself out on all of its things. But now I'm concerned because they didn't give us much on him for the first half of the season. And now the last part of it, the guy who, like, let's be honest, when the two interns came in, he probably was the one I thought wouldn't last.
Right.
Because we were getting a lot more of the other one. And now he's still here. But, like, is he going to stay? Are they going to kill? Like, are you getting me to connect to his character just so you can take him away like you've done to all these other people?
They're like, just really trying to rip our hearts out.
Yeah.
Rip our hearts out. Poor Enzo.
Rip it out.
No, but he kind of replaced Alaric's duties.
He has, even though they talk and text every day.
Right.
But, I mean, he's a smart kid. He's finding all these, he's deciphering from the Cardin grill, all the stuff. Matt's family, clearly everyone. I just want to give a round of applause to Matt, because he's been so great over the last 8 seasons, but he's also been so irrelevant. Yeah. For the last 7 Aww. Seasons.
But he was our human.
He was our human, but he also didn't really serve a purpose. And now we're learning that, oh, wait, his family might actually be connected to all of this after all. And they kept him around for a reason. I think Matt is going to end up being the savior of the show. Whatever the savior of the show ends up being. Because I don't know what we're saving or what we're doing. But I feel like Matt is about to play a huge part in the next 5 episodes.
I agree, because they keep giving us something little, like the very end when Dorian gives Matt that little, what was it, a Maxwell heirloom?
What,
it was like a coin, like a necklace or something.
Necklace,
what does it mean?
Like a pendant or a medallion. I feel like whatever the etching stuff on it was might be something
significant
that he figures out it's the key to something. Or,
and I wonder what that book said, Harvey's little journal.
Yeah, because we had to decipher some. We had to take the books to the library. I mean, I'm surprised Dorian, after all the things he did, like, whew. You know what? After that life or death experience, I'm going to go to the library and keep researching. I have been like, peace out, I'm going to California. Like, getting in my car and driving away.
He'll sleep when he's dead. That's what he said.
Yeah, which he's staying human, so.
I thought he was going to go vamp on us when he was looking at Caroline like, oh, that sounds great. Which is describing being a vampire.
He definitely had me concerned for a little bit that he was going to go for it. I was like, this dude's way into this. And like Caroline said, too, you're really just okay with all of this weird stuff that's happening around you. Like, you're not reacting like most people would.
Right.
You know? So.
I get excited when, you know, we talk about what all vamps can do.
Yeah.
I want to be a vampire.
I know you do. I want to be a witch. Because although I might not live forever, at least I can, like, stop vampires from doing things.
Yeah, but don't stop me.
Well, as long as you don't attack me and my family. Okay. Or try and kill a whole village or anything like that.
You know, okay, right here, Aaron McDonough says that
Matt's vampire hatred is blinding him. It's definitely blinding him. Yes, I think that I was trying to find the right scenario to relate it to, but his whole Caroline situation and her being like, you know what, I'm done with this whole back and forth. Matt has always had a hatred of the vampires ever since he found out about the whole thing, and it has a lot to do with his sister and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm thinking whatever this Maxwell Crest thing is, maybe his ancestors were also anti-vampire and trying to stop them from doing all this stuff, and maybe it's something that runs inherently in his blood, mm-hmm. that, like, when vampires are coming around and now all of a sudden, like, it's exposing him to, like, being a hunter or something. Like, I don't know what exactly it is, but it feels like maybe his family had something to do with being anti-vampire instead of being, like, the rest of the family found out fathers being like, hey, let's hide this from everyone and we'll just cover it up. Keep and his family being like, no, we need to stop this. We need to
kill them all.
Get justice, kill them all, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about the Maxwells.
Yeah. Maxwells. Do you think if he had the chance to save them at the end with whatever his whole family thing, he would? Like Stefan, Damon, Caroline?
Caroline.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Maddie Blue Eyes would save Stefan or Damon, even if it was for Caroline and Elena, because he is so anti that I just don't see it happening.
Oh my gosh.
Which scares me for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you need to vent about from this episode? I mean, I just want to also say, like, it's Vampire Diaries. Of course, I'm loving it. I'm just pissed off right now about, you know, where some of the stories are going.
I think this episode was really good. It, like, back, you know, the beginning of Vampire Diaries, when at the end I would be falling off the couch because I'm freaking out. Yeah. My mouth's dropped.
Mouth open. Like, I was screaming at my TV. Yeah. I was actually, like, reacting. I wasn't on my cell phone for the first time in a couple weeks where, you know, you're watching TV, but also, like, typing. I was stopping. I was pausing. I was rewinding. I was taking tons of notes. Like, it's a good episode. I just wasn't happy with the results.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I mean, I'm really mad at Stefan, and I hope that everybody can, for, you know, I want everything to end like super happy rainbows.
We need
and
a mega compulsion to that's, oh my gosh. Okay.
What?
Let's dive into some predictions right now, because I got a good one coming to my mind at this moment.
All right.
So let's talk about predictions.
Okay.
So I think that vampires can only be compelled by originals, right?
Let's bring them
back.
So
let's bring some originals over here. Let's have some Claroline time. Yes!
Yeah, dude. I'm ready for that.
I would love that, because the only way that people are forgiving and forgetting is to be compelled. And we have some humans who, you know, we can take care of on our own.
Ooh.
But we can't compel, like, Damon.
We can compel
Stefan.
And
Caroline. Yeah, we can compel Stefan. But you have to also compel Caroline, Bonnie, and Damon to also forget what Stefan has done.
Okay, do you think it's possible that Stefan would let the cure be sucked out of him to take down Cade?
Yes.
So he'd go bye-bye?
Stefan, as a human Stefan, he would do that. As Ripper Stefan, he would not, but I could see that happening.
I can't take this.
Oh my gosh. Nicholas Kelly Klaus... Did you say Klaus is too good for Caroline at this point? That's hilarious.
Claroline drink.
Claroline. 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 Claroline.
People are getting drunk today.
Yeah. I mean, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I know you're already drinking, so just keep drinking. Other predictions from you, Katie? I had some written down, I think.
You know, we see Bonnie trying to do some witchy magic in the previews with Enzo. And who's she with? I couldn't tell
who that was.
Yeah. So, I just feel like so there's an article that Stephen McQueen, you know, is coming back for the finale.
Yes.
And we're going to see John Gilbert, Vicky Donovan, Michael Trevino.
Well, we saw Vicky Donovan already.
But we're going to see them all for the finale.
Oh, Vicky's coming back for the finale, too.
Yes, in this article, TV Line.
Okay.
So if all of them are dead and they're coming back, I feel like there's a chance to get Enzo back.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Next week when I come in here, if Enzo ends up coming back alive, like, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be happy. But I would also be a little disappointed that you did something as big as this for no reason.
Right.
Well, like, maybe, if you're, like, here's my thing with shows like this. If you're going to kill for a reason and a purpose. Like, make sure that this is what you want to do and actually follow through with the consequences of that action.
Well, maybe there's an episode or two without him, and then would you still be unhappy with that?
I would still be unhappy about it. Yeah. There's 5 episodes left. If you're going to do something like make a statement like this, then I need it to be a permanent statement. Don't get my emotions all riled up for no reason, because then I'm going to be... You think I'm mad now?
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed. Real pissed, but also happy.
I think that I have constantly said on the show, like, when we lose somebody that's one of our favorite, not like a villain, but we lose one of our people.
There's a way to bring him back.
Yeah, I think I'm like, no, he's not gone. Like, I think I said that about Michael Trevino.
Yeah, Katie.
Tyler.
Katie, here's the thing, though.
No, I'm in denial.
This is the final season.
I'm in denial.
So there is no coming back from this. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm going to hold your hand. We're going to get through this together. But there's no coming back next October for the Vampire Diaries. This is it.
I want it to come back. I don't want it to ever end, you guys. I know. I love this show.
I do too. Do you have any other predictions?
No, I hope that, you know, Stefan's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I'm mad at him still. I don't know what it's going to take for me to forgive him.
You're mad, but you're still in love with the guy. Like, basically. I get it. It's like an abusive relationship. I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I just also want to remind everyone that March 10th, they announced that, you know, before the finale episode, the series finale, that they're going to do a special at 8 p.m. of kind of recapping of all the seasons and everything. So be sure to tune in for that. Also, check out all the people who are on the show. Check out their Instagrams, because they've all been Instagramming pictures from the wrap party, because they finished filming on Friday, guys. Like, they're done. That's a wrap. ATL done. For Vampire Diaries for this whole run. So there's some fun pictures up there and some teases about, you know, like John Gilbert coming back and all that stuff, because all those people are at the wrap party and everything. So be sure to check all that stuff out. And if you guys still want to talk about Vampire Diaries, which I know I still have a lot of feels about it, you guys have a lot of feels about it, so make sure you guys talk to us all week. We're here for you. We'll start a TVD support group on Twitter and Instagram. So where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
And make sure you guys check out all the shows we do here for AfterBuzz TV. It's free of charge for you, so make sure you support our other shows. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com and you can find us all over the interwebs at AfterBuzz TV. And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much for joining, and we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Bonanza for life. Woo!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.